W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The 2020 election will be front and center inside a federal courthouse in the nation's capital when former President Trump is arraigned. He faces four felony charges, including that he conspired to overturn the election to hold on to power. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside court in Washington, D.C.
It asks a question that no court ever has considered, and that is, can a sitting president spread lies aiming to overturn the will of the people and cling to power knowing that he lost the election? It's an astonishing question in many ways, and it is unique in all of American jurisprudence.
In Pittsburgh, convicted killer Robert Bowers has been sentenced to death for killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the U.S. The Justice Department announced it has arrested and charged two Navy officers on charges they turned over classified military information to China. This is ABC News. The family of U.S. service member Travis King speaking out after King crossed over the border from South to North Korea. His mom says she is worried, saying it doesn't sound like something he would do. The U.S. says it knows little about his whereabouts. Tens of thousands of Hyundai and Kia vehicles recalled over a potential fire risk.
Over 91,000 Hyundai and Kia vehicles are being recalled because damaged electrical components can cause the electric oil pump to overheat, leading to a fire. The Kia recall impacts certain 2023 to 2024 Kia Seltos, Soul, and Sportages. The Hyundai recall involves certain newer model Palisades, Tucson, Sonatas, Elantras, and Konas. Owners are being told to park their vehicles outside, away from any structures, until repairs are completed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Environmental activists in the UK scaled Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's private home, draping his house in black fabric. They're protesting his government's policy on drilling for oil. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. A man trapped in a dump truck had to be extricated by first responders. According to the Green Bay Metro Fire Department, they received a call today at 9:51 a.m. to Highway 54 and Bay Settlement Road, where a man was pinned inside the truck. Firefighters freed him and treated him for minor injuries before he was taken to the hospital. Neither Green Bay police or fire have commented yet on what caused the truck to roll over.
A suspect in a shooting in Appleton's Herb Park on Monday has been identified. 16-year-old Kashmir Williams has been accused of shooting another person in a targeted attack. Williams was in court yesterday and has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide. The victim was shot twice but managed to escape and was treated for injuries.
The heat wave across the U.S. is making gas prices rise, but according to AAA, Wisconsin is still 2 cents under the national average. Score. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Tony Burrell, Superintendent of the Wisconsin State Patrol. Public safety is our primary mission. Every day, our troopers and inspectors work hard to keep people and commerce moving safely. But drivers need to do their part. That means following these simple rules. Buckle up, phones down, slow down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A life-saving message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. Actually, we're going to the lines, and I see on the lines, Terry Bell, my friend Terry Bell, the news director of Civic Media. Terry, thank you for calling in. Look forward to your report.
Of course. Thank you, Matt. We'll get right to it. Former President Donald Trump is in a federal courtroom being arraigned on criminal charges he allegedly conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. The charges have been brought by the Justice Department special counsel, Jack Smith. The 45-page indictment was unsealed earlier this week. It includes four felony counts, including conspiracy charges and obstruction of justice. This is the third time that Trump has been indicted on criminal charges. There are also co-conspirators mentioned in the indictment. They're not mentioned by name, but analysts have deduced that they could be people who are on Trump's legal team, like Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and John Eastman. Wisconsin plays a prominent role in the indictment. According to Smith, Trump's strategy hinged on 84 people in Wisconsin and six other states. The indictment says Trump conspired with others to create fake slates of electors to cast votes for Trump instead of Joe Biden, who won each of those states. That plan was called the Wisconsin Memo. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, meanwhile, will not say if he plans to conduct his own investigation into Wisconsin's electors. Now, the indictment also says a Trump conspirator contacted an unnamed U.S. senator to deliver documents to then-Vice President Mike Pence. Analysts believe that senator was Wisconsin's Ron Johnson, and he himself has admitted as much, but he also has said he did not do what he was asked to do. Now, recent polling suggests the majority of Americans believe the former president committed serious crime. A YouGov poll says 71% of Americans say conspiring to overturn the results of an election is a serious crime. 69% say that trying to obstruct certifying a presidential election is a serious crime. And 64% say taking classified documents, obstructing retrieval efforts, is a crime. And that, of course, a reference to the classified documents case. So when it gets into the different allegations made against the former president, Americans seem to see more shades of gray, but they do see the most recent indictment as the most serious. So once again, former President Donald Trump is in a federal courtroom right now being arraigned on criminal charges that he allegedly conspired to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. Matt?
Excellent report, Terry. I appreciate, really appreciate your coming on the show. Thank you. Terry Bell, news director of Civic Media. Excellent information. I'll get to the other callers in a second, but we will tee it up this way. As we speak, it was set to start at 3 o'clock our time, Donald Trump is being arraigned. What does that mean? He's being taken into by a secure elevator. He's going to be fingerprinted. He's not going to have a mugshot because he has plenty of mugshots, or he has several of them. Everybody knows what he looks like. And then he will appear before a magistrate judge, not the federal judge herself, but a magistrate who is also a federal judge, but not an Article III judge. And that magistrate will take his plea, if he enters a plea, and will set up further proceedings. Donald Trump right now is in a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., being arraigned for the third time. The other time was Mar-a-Lago, and then, of course, in New York with the DA. And this is a guy, former president, running for president this time. We're going to the lines. David of San Francisco, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David?
Oh, thanks, Matt. Have you actually read the indictment?
Yes, I have. Have you?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I was calling.
Good.
You know, Wisconsin is listed in there for a couple of different reasons, and is mostly about the fake electors. And it's described that the fake electors. I'm not sure if I'm reading it right when it basically says that. The fake electors, and these would be to the Electoral College, right? The Democrats won the state, but the Republicans were going to put together their own slate
right.
of electors
right, right,
to send
right.
to the Electoral
right.
College.
Right.
And in doing it, then they would show up in at this certain meeting place on a certain date.
Right, right. What's your question or point, David? Thank you very much. We've talked about this a lot, but what's your insight?
Right.
We want your insight.
So it infers that the people from Wisconsin were also going to be able to pretend to be from different states, that they didn't. There were a total of seven different states that were going to try this ploy, and it was inferred that some of the states weren't going to be able to fully pull it off because people were too smart to pretend.
No. Yeah, let me correct that. Hold on for a second. The indictment does not say that the people from Wisconsin were impersonating people from other states. There were seven states, because they threw in New Mexico as well as the other swing states. And in each of them, these were native people of that state doing it. What you're referring to is that at least in Pennsylvania, maybe one other, these people managed to sneak in a little statement that said something like, we are only submitting these in the event that a court overturns the election or something like that, trying to sneak out. Wisconsin did not do that. Wisconsin did not do that. The fake electors in Wisconsin met on the same day that the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the election of Joe Biden over Donald Trump, and they nevertheless sent in fraudulent documents certifying that they were the electors. That kind of conduct was prosecuted already in Michigan. It will be prosecuted in Georgia. And I am adamant, and we've said this before, and a lot of our callers are adamant, that's got to be prosecuted in Wisconsin. And when you say that there's a Wisconsin connection in the indictment, yes, there is. The senator you're talking about was Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, who was walking around with the fake electors from Michigan. I had not realized, but according to the indictment, paragraph 101, he was also walking around with the fake electors from Wisconsin. I hadn't known that. That's an allegation. We'll see if that's accurate. He claims I was only involved for 3 seconds. Let me tell you something. You pull a trigger, guy falls down, dies. You were only involved 3 seconds, but you committed murder. He had his chief of staff contact Pence's chief of staff and say, here they are. You can go right out on the congressional floor, dressed like a Minuteman at Lexington and Concord or whatever weird stuff you want to do, and go, I am uncertain as to the electors. I have dueling sheets. What say you, Congress? And all of the crooked clowns in the Republican caucus get up and, well, our 27 states where we have a majority, we all cast our vote for Trump. The 23 states that are Democratic majority for Biden, Trump's the president. The guys in the minority will go, hey, wait a minute. California has what, 40 million people? New York has how many, tens of millions of people? Wyoming has what, three goats and a shepherd? What, just a couple of people? and they get their own vote. Yeah, well, that's what the Constitution says. Too bad, so sad. That is what was going on, and that is why these people have got to be prosecuted. And one other curious twist, there are a couple of people on that list who apparently have Wisconsin connections. Cheesebro, he's one of these unindicted co-conspirators so far indicted, apparently came from Wisconsin, has a Wisconsin connection. Eastman met with Voss in Wisconsin. Hey, listen, let's get to the bottom of this thing. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it occurs to me that the Attorney General in Michigan can lasso down Ron Johnson on her prosecutions because he apparently was collaborating with the fake electors from Michigan. So, I mean, if Wisconsin, Josh Call doesn't want to get him, maybe the Attorney General from Michigan should go after his ass and pitch it in jail. That because he, like you pointed out before, is that he was fully aware that what he was doing was wrong, and that and he thought they were going to get away with it. All these people thought they could get away with it. They are fully complicit in the crimes that were committed against the United States of America, not only just Wisconsin, and they need to be prosecuted. I mean, I think part of the reason some of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is having a meltdown is they were aware of what was going on, and they did nothing to prevent this thing going on. Everybody who knew that this was going on and didn't do something to prevent it is complicit in the crime. And that...
Right.
Because they didn't uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, you raise a good point. I want to burrow down on that. Number one, thank God for Janet Protasiewicz. Now we have four justices in the majority who are going to apply the Constitution. Thank God Brian Hagedorn read the Constitution, and he stood tall, and he joined the other three who were on the court at the time, and they certified Joe Biden. But remember, there were three justices who were not certifying Joe Biden, even though he won the election. And two of them are still on the court. And when they come up again for election, remember that. We do not want people on the Supreme Court who haven't read the Constitution. The other thing is, you're raising a good point. Mark from the SAC is raising a good point. How did Ron Johnson get the Michigan fake electors in his pocket? Was it by osmosis? What, a genie occurred to him and came up to Green Bay and he never went into Michigan? He got those fake electors somehow. He got them from Michigan. He got them from Michigan either as a PDF, as a Word document. A messenger came over, a guy in a raincoat with a hat and a mask on, and hands it to him. Says, "Psst, you want some fake electors?" I don't think that happened. Was it mailed to him? Once you have a toe in the conspiracy, you are subject to the venue and jurisdiction of the person prosecuting it. He absolutely could be prosecuted by the Michigan Attorney General under normal criminal law because he had their fake electors. He also could be prosecuted in this state. My guess is that these attorney generals are very, very leery about prosecuting members of Congress. They're very, very leery about it. But there are, and how about Voss and Fitzgerald who set up the meeting? But there are 10 fake electors who signed the thing. They signed the thing, and those sorts are getting prosecuted in Michigan and will be in Georgia. Let's get them in Wisconsin. Jack Smith needs backup. He's a great general. He brought out the big guns. But no, you don't win it just on the big guns. We need a flanking operation, a pincer operation with guys coming in on the side, and that is the fake electors. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. 82 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. 63 tomorrow night, overcast. Upper 70s, Saturday turning cooler. Sunday with highs in the upper 70s and storms possible. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 65 tonight. Highs reach 82 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call. On WGBW.
It's getting better all the time. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bob and Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Money today, Bob.
Well, I think the insight of the day is that these electors were separate from the ones that are on the ballot. In other words, the legal electors, if Trump had actually been elected, did not participate in this. They got a different group of people, which kind of tells you right there they knew something was not quite right. And anyway, if you submit it to the National Archives, that's a fraud right there.
Well, here's the issue, Bob, though. In some states, you believe it or not, vote for the electors themselves, and their names usually are not well known. In this state, each side in advance designates electors who, if they win the popular vote, will cast the electoral votes. And they want to make sure it's not what's called a faithless elector. They want to make sure that it's somebody solid. So each side will pick somebody, like in this case, Biden won. And sometimes you don't even pick them till you won, and then you know what you want, and you're going to have people who are dyed-in-the-wool, loyal people. So if you're a Democrat, you're going to have a Democrat. Republicans, you're going to have Republicans. In this particular case, Biden won the election at the beginning of November, the first Tuesday in November, November 3rd. And then they met the second week in December. And it was very clear that Biden had won, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court said he won. 4-3, they said he won. So he picked 10 electors. And we had a call in from Bobby Green of Eau Claire, who shared that she had been an alternate elector. It's a great honor. You go down there, it's very, very historic. These other clowns on the Republican side met in secret. They met in secret. There were all sorts of communications. Don't tell anybody. Show up. Show up at this room. And they showed up, and nobody knew. And that thing was set up by Scott Fitzgerald and Voss. They knew what was going on. They knew what was going on. And then these 10 electors, one of them a former party chair, one of them a Republican on the Wisconsin Election Commission, one of them some municipal office holder in De Pere, and then all of them somehow officers in the Republican Party, they met in silence to do their dirty work. And then they sent in certifications saying that they were the electors, and they were not. I want to get back to Trump, what's going on right now. He's in a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., being arraigned. But there is something happening in the Mar-a-Lago case that I think probably is happening in this case, too. And it shows the extent that Trump will go to engineer a broad network to obstruct these criminal prosecutions. Jack Smith has just brought a motion in Mar-a-Lago for a hearing asking that Walt Nauta, that's Trump's co-defendant, that his lawyer be required to leave the representation of NAUTA and get NAUTA different counsel. Why is that? You remember Casey Hutchinson? She testified that she originally was given a Trump-paid or Trump-affiliate-paid lawyer who told her to have a bad memory, to told her not to remember stuff. That's unethical. And for a while, she didn't know. I mean, this guy's a lawyer. She got her own lawyer, and she gave magnificent and truthful testimony. Well, poor Walt NAUTA is from Guam. He's a career steward in the Navy. I was in the Navy. You got to understand something about the Navy. Up through World War II, the steward rating were all African Americans because they were the people that waited on the officers in the wardroom. They cooked the food, they served the food, they cleaned the cabins. It was racial. After World War II, when Truman integrated the armed forces, when I served in 1970 time period, the stewards were all Filipinos and some from Guam, like Walt NAUTA. It was not truly integrated, the steward rating, until later in the 1970s, when anybody who goes to boot camp, that's what they want, they can go in and they can learn service and that kind of stuff. I can tell you that a career steward from the Philippines or Guam, the highest honor you could have would be to be a steward in the Admiral's wardroom. And it's a matter of unspeakable prestige to be a steward in the President of the United States wardroom, so to speak. He was brought to the White House. He will do anything to protect Trump. He had a life in Guam with no prospects, and now here he is. He's a little guy. This Oliveira guy was also a guy who started out low level and worked his way up. Trump is sacrificing these people. The guy that represents Walt NAUTA represents seven other witnesses. That's wrong. That's wrong. If there's a trial and Walt NAUTA's at the trial, this guy's supposed to cross-examine him on the behalf of his other clients? That's a conflict of interest. But unfortunately, Eileen Mercedes Cannon will do whatever Trump wants. She is the judge who's in effect as an extra lawyer for Trump in the courtroom. If she does not throw out NAUTA's lawyer, that has to be appealed to the Court of Appeals. You see what's happening? That's how it's going to get delayed beyond. There'll be a million of these kinds of things beyond the election. Now, what do we do about this? Trump turns and stabs anybody he needs to save himself. He stabbed Michael Cohen. He stabbed the CFO. Five of the six unindicted co-conspirators who may be indicted are lawyers. He's publicly blaming them. He says they're no good. He stabs them right in the back. Let them go to jail. They misled me. NAUTA is a little guy from Guam. He was selected for the Admiral's wardroom. There is no higher honor. Believe me, there's no higher honor. And the Chief Admiral, who's the head of all the military, is the President. He was selected for the President's wardroom, and the President gave him a lawyer. He doesn't know. All he has to do, Walt NAUTA, if you're listening to this, which you're not, get a different lawyer and go to the feds and tell them what happened, and you won't go to jail. But Donald Trump will stab you. He'll stab anybody and send them to jail. That's what's going on. And in my judgment, that could be going on in the Washington, D.C. prosecution. Keep an eye on this. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The 2020 election will be front and center inside a federal courthouse in the nation's capital when former President Trump is arraigned. He faces four felony charges, including that he conspired to overturn the election to hold on to power. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside court in Washington, D.C.
It asks a question that no court ever has considered, and that is, can a sitting president spread lies aiming to overturn the will of the people and cling to power knowing that he lost the election? It's an astonishing question in many ways, and it is unique in all of American jurisprudence.
In Pittsburgh, convicted killer Robert Bowers has been sentenced to death for killing 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018, the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the U.S. The Justice Department announced it has arrested and charged two Navy officers on charges they turned over classified military information to China. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Neenah. Yesterday, around 4:45 p.m., a Winnebago County Drug Enforcement Group tried to serve a warrant to a 37-year-old man at a Commercial Street gas station. Police say the suspect displayed a weapon and was shot. The man was taken to the hospital, where he later died. No officers were injured. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office will lead an investigation into the shooting. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has completed work on a stretch of Highway 41 in Okano and Brown counties. That's right, commuters. Major construction is done. The Wisconsin DOT says the $17.4 million project came in on time and budget. The funds were used to fix a 9-mile stretch and focused on base patching, replacing culvert pipes, pavement marking, and replacing overhead signage. The work took a little under a year. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some good news at the beginning. We have some freebies. We have some freebies again. So listen up. Colorado Rockies. The Milwaukee Brewers are playing the Colorado Rockies on Monday, coming Monday. First pitch at 7:10 p.m. First come, first served. Call 844-967-2789. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great evening. It's a great ballpark. And these are really great seats. You're going to feel like you're the catcher. You're going to feel like you're the catcher. Colorado Rockies, Monday, 7:10 p.m. Give a call. Remember something. Always remember this. You can listen live to Brewer games. Oshkosh Air Support. This is in the Fox Valley, but obviously you can go on the computer too. 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. And Richland Center, WRCE News from the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. Monday, Colorado Rockies, 7:10 PM. Going to go to a slightly different topic, but it involves the Republican Party. Yesterday, we were just downgraded our rating, the U.S. government's rating, to AA from AAA. AA from AAA. It's only the second time in the history of the United States that that has happened. The last time is in 2011, when the Republicans shut the government down then, too. The borrowing costs on your bonds, on your debt, when you go from AAA to AA, go way up. It cost us $1.5 billion, with a B, billion dollars, in higher borrowing costs back in 2011 because of the Republican shenanigans to shut us down. This time, that back and then, it was Standard & Poor's rating. This time, it's Fitch, the rating. Now, part of the thing that they said was, look, the Republicans can't agree on a debt deal. They can't agree on keeping the government open. They can't agree. And so, yes, you're the United States, but the truth of the matter is, if you can't pay your debts because of a party, that's too bad. The Republican Party will deliberately injure the United States if they think that will hurt Joe Biden and get them back in office so they can continue to hurt the United States and simply favor their donors. I don't know how many times I have to say that. September 30 is the end of the fiscal year. They have already said, something like 70 of them, that they won't vote for any more money, until, first of all, Biden agrees to tear up the deal that he made with McCarthy about extending the debt limit. That's already in. He already signed it. B, that there is an impeachment vote on Biden, and see that the White House cooperate in its own the investigation of it. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as a result now of the Trump indictment, Marjorie Taylor Greene has said that she will vote against any funding for the U.S. government. It's a line in the sand, she said. Others said we at least have to defund Jack Smith, the Department of Justice, and the FBI. Do you remember how many billions of dollars it will cost, this reduction now, because our amount of debt is higher? How many billions of dollars because the Republican Party wants to injure Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? This is disgusting. This is treason. We're going to go to the lines, and then we're going to talk about this some more. The Republicans have found a way to injure the country, and they think they can get their way simply by not voting for any money. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jack?
Yeah, given their approach to the FBI and some of the other agencies, they've obviously got this defund the police thing down pat. More seriously, I think what this is all about is the economy is just going forward great guns. You know, there was a slight change in the unemployment situation, but it wasn't really significant. But that, I think they've been saying almost since Biden got into office, the economy is terrible, Democrats are responsible, the economy is terrible, and so on and so on. And the economy just keeps going better and better. According to articles I've read, the chances of a recession are dropping farther and farther off. What this is about is we're going to ruin the economy, and then we're going to say, oh, it's Biden's economy. And that, I think, is the whole thing. They don't really have anything else to run on.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. And one of the things I want to emphasize to everybody, right now, inflation is coming down so quickly that a lot of the financial firms that look at this are predicting the soft landing that Bidenomics predicted. Number two, the hard infrastructure and the soft infrastructure acts worked. They put people back to work. Number three, unemployment is down to its lowest level since 1969. The stock market's going great. The S&P has gone up the index for 5 months. I had callers, you may remember this, say, well, the economics, they don't know anything about economics. They're told that as a talking point by the Republican Party. I think Jack and Merrimack is exactly correct. It turns out they were wrong. They have no platform themselves. The Republican Party has no platform itself. Mitch McConnell said, all you do when you have a platform is you give other people a target. They have no plan. They have no plan. Now, one of the reasons why they think this will be effective to just shut the government down. It was shut down before. It was shut down around 2011. They did it to Obama. You may recall that Newt Gingrich did it back in the 90s. And we didn't get a bond rating reduction at that point. But 1 year, it cost us a total of $25 billion because Ted Cruz is one of the engineers. They went too far. People were being laid off in the federal government, and they got too much heat. What political party deliberately damages their country while we are standing up to the Russians by backing Ukraine, standing up to the Chinese by backing Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, the Philippines, and Australia? This sends a message of treason, of weakness to our enemies, our adversaries. This tells them that there are a lot of people in the Congress who, wink, wink, will hurt the United States because the president and the majority in the Senate, who vote in the majority in the Senate, are of the other party. What can be done? Let me quick talk about the House, and then I'll quick talk about the Senate. In the House, Kevin McCarthy completely controls what can be put up to a vote, with one exception. And he's been threatened by all these people, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have to blow up the debt deal. We have to defund the FBI, impeach Biden. It looks like he's caving on impeaching Biden. And so, or it's not going to go anywhere, but I mean, he's going to let it be voted on. So how do you get around that? How do you get around that? You get around it by a discharge petition, it's called. You have 213 Democratic votes. It needs 5 Republican votes. Are there 5 Republicans out there who are Americans? Are there 5 of my fellow veterans out there who are Republicans, who believe in the United States, standing up to the Ruskies, to the Chaikoms? Are there 5 of them who will not commit treason? And let them come forward and vote for a discharge petition on the money needed to run the government, and then vote for it when it's on the floor. I'll talk about the Senate, but we're going to go to the lines right now. Northwoods Terry, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Terry?
I think I stumbled across some information the other day, Matt, about how the white male voted last time in the 2020. I think I saw 70%. Of the white male voted for Trump. That's very disturbing to me because I'm a white male. Very disturbing. So I have to talk about fluff when I talk to these guys because they certainly don't know nothing. In other words, I got to talk about Brewer baseball or cars or something.
Well, I'll tell you something, Terry. Let me be blunt. I don't believe in identity politics. I really don't. And, you know, there's this identity politics cult in the Democratic Party, which I don't like at all. The identity politics cult of the Islamo left, but the MAGA cult, the Freedom Caucus, out to destroy democracy, are the primary enemies of the United States. And it's like in the Second World War, there are plenty of partisans in Czechoslovakia, Poland, and France, and the Nazis were coming in. At that point, among the partisans in Czechoslovakia, Poland, and France, they were all over the lot. Some were socialists, some were communists, some were Christian Democrats. They didn't turn on each other. They took their weapons and they trained them on the swastika. That's what we're doing now. When this thing clears and there's some sanity left in the country, this identity politics stuff I don't go for, I got to tell you. So in terms of who voted for what, yeah, I've seen all the pollsters. They say, well, this one gets more of this votes and that more. Let me tell you something. Jimmy Carter got plenty of votes. Bill Clinton got plenty of votes. Barack Obama got plenty of votes. Certainly Jack Kennedy got plenty of votes. You put up the right people, they get plenty of votes. So, but, you know, there you have it, my friend. There you have it. Now let's get quick to the Senate. The Senate has done something that I believe is unconstitutional. Through rules, R-U-L-E-S, not legislation, they have given license to individual senators or a few senators to shut down the government. That is unconstitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution that says they can do that. It's supposed to be majority vote. What is the example? Tommy Tuberville. He has stuck the knife in 250 flag officers, admirals and generals. By the end of the year, it'll be 650. He won't promote them. He'll cut the head off our military. And the clowns, every clown in the Senate says, well, that's his right. No, it's not his right. He should be in jail. It's not his right. They do it out of vanity and pride because they all like boasting that they're in the most exclusive club in the world. The same with money. If you get five loyal Republicans, veterans, who vote to fund the government, that bill has to go to the Senate. That will be filibustered by Moscow Mitch and the rabble that he represents. Then it supposedly requires 60 votes to pass and get to Biden. Why the hell should that happen? That isn't what the Constitution says. The Constitution says majority rule. But because the Senate think they're the House of Lords, they all stand there and say some white supremacist clown from Alabama named Tommy Tuberville can cut the head off a military. What the hell? And 10 clowns, not 10, 10 clowns, the clowns in the Republican caucus can shut down the government. I want some patriots in that Congress. I don't care what party they are. I'm a Democrat. Right now, they're largely Democrats. I want that funding bill to get out to the floor in the House to vote. I want the clown Tuberville, preferably in jail. But the clown Tuberville, who didn't serve, a chicken hawk, cannot be permitted to cut off the head of our military. And the clown Moscow Mitch cannot be permitted to filibuster money for our government. Majority rules. And the fact that we have traitors in the Republican caucus is the treason caucus, that should not be permitted to prevail. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha.
Whiskey in the water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy,
Whiskey in My Water,
and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha.
Whiskey in the water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy,
Whiskey in My Water,
and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Amy Nakusha.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show,
weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 65. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 63. Upper 70s. Saturday, turning cooler. Sunday, with highs in the upper 70s and storms possible. Another look at the short range, 65 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines. Mike from Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. Mike, what's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Love your show. I've seen several clips on Fox News and heard a lot of jabbering on right-wing talk radio about that Trump can say whatever he wants regarding his attempt to undermine our democracy because of free speech. I just want to know your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Right. That's overstated. And a lot of times you'll see some people who are actually sympathetic to the Democratic Party just swallow the Kool-Aid and they'll go, well, he can say whatever he wants, even if he's lying. But if it turns into action, then no. And if he has advice of counsel, then he gets off. That's all baloney. Here's the deal. Even if you say certain things, if you threaten the life of the president of the United States, that's a felony. You don't have a First Amendment right to do that. If you go to a movie theater sometime and yell, fire, fire, and everybody goes out and somebody's, you don't have the right to do that. Now, in this particular case, if he gets up and he says, you know, like, I was robbed. Use your good eye, ump. I was robbed. I was cheated. Yeah, he can say that. But that isn't what he did. He, in addition to that, put together a course of action. And when there are acts committed, in this case, setting up the fake electors in all the states, calling Raffensperger and say, I need 11,000 votes or whatever it was. He's quoted as saying, telling Mike Pence, when Pence said, I can't do what you want. And he said, you're too honest. Yeah, that's not just speech. It's not protected speech. And the fact of advice of counsel, hey, the five crooks that you co-indicted with me, the five unindicted conspirators, they told, I was misled. I'm just little Bo Peep. I'm just a babe in the woods. That's baloney, too. But advice of counsel doesn't do it. Let me tell you something. I've said this before. The 1880s, a guy from Pakistan went to London, England with his wife, and he killed her because she disobeyed him on something. They arrested him. He goes, well, under, you know, my law in Pakistan, you know, lawyers tell me that that is permissible. And they went, well, it's not permissible here. And they hanged him. So if you have a crooked lawyer who says, yeah, you go ahead and rob the bank. That's not a defense. That's not a defense. Where that comes in securities fraud and some other things, where there's a statutory interpretation, and if the judge thinks that's in good faith, and the lawyer made a mistake, he may decide, as a matter of prosecutorial discretion, not to permit the prosecutor to go forward. But this business, well, you have to show criminal intent. Hey, you stick a knife in somebody, you're presumed to have criminal intent. This guy drips criminal contempt. He drips criminal. I don't buy any of it. And the other thing is, he has to testify to say he thought it was legal. He can't have his lawyer just say it's legal. The judge has an instruction that says nothing the lawyer says to you is evidence. On either side, nothing the lawyers say to you is evidence. If he says it's legal or not legal, let's hear it from the lips of the guy that did the crime. If he gets on the stand to say that, he will be cross-examined and he will wish he never did. Excellent call. Thanks for calling. Jeff from Menominee Falls. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jeff?
Yeah, hey, about your analogy about the guy from Pakistan that you just gave.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you said that the, in your example, as counsel said, it's okay in Pakistan, and then you compared that to Trump, Trump's lawyer giving advice, and you know, you can't break the law based on advice, except you're incorrect about part of that in that that was Pakistan, this is the United States. So it falls under the where you're at, not what the counsel said.
Okay, Jeff, he had five crooked, unindicted co-conspirators who were lawyers. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Cheesebro, Eastman, and there was one other. Five crooks. He is now saying, these crooks, I thought these were paragons of virtue. These crooks said I could do it. Say you do what? Then why did you tell Pence you're too honest? Why'd you say that? Why did you call these people up? Why did you tell the Justice Department, just say there was fraud and then leave the rest up to me and the Republicans, who are crooks themselves? You think that is advice of counsel? That's not advice of counsel. That's not advice of counsel. Advice of a crooked lawyer is not advice of counsel. And here is the reason. There is a fraud exception. As you know, I assume you know, you read about it. If your lawyer is a crook and he's in on it, which these guys were, you don't even have an attorney-client privilege. They can ask and you can be required to tell. They can be asked and you can are required to say what advice they gave you. It's not attorney-client if the lawyer's a crook. So thanks for calling in, Jeff, but that dog don't hunt. That dog do not hunt, and we're not having any of that. And the final thing I will leave with you is that the fact of the matter is that Trump can't get that into evidence unless he testifies, and then he is a dead man. He will be a piñata. One thing that I want to say, and we've said it, and I'm going to keep saying it, I'm very excited. Civic Media's WRJN and Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every Packer game all season long. That is advertising gold. Any small business or anybody wants to advertise, you want ears on radio to listen to your advertisement, you want Packers. You want Packers. The Civic Media marketing team is ready to talk to you. There are a few sponsorships left. Call 608-819-8255. They can also get you into UW Badger games, Wisconsin Badgers, local high schools, depending on your market. That is where you get a lot of listeners. But above them all, the 800-pound gorilla, the King Kahuna of the Green Bay Packers. And we have landed. Civic Media, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, broadcasts every game all season long. So jump on it, because I'll tell you what, if you try to advertise in the Packers and a lot of other places, it's going to be exponentially more expensive. It's an exciting opportunity. 608-819-8255. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocates. Matt Flynn, Direct, will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
Hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the Civic News Media app.
I'm Rena Rule.